Macmillan Audio presents Valor, the astonishing World War II saga of one man's defiance and indomitable spirit, by Dan Hampton, narrated for you by John Pruden. Author's note. Dear listener, much of the historical content contains derogatory ethnic or racial terms that reflect common sentiments expressed by those fighting the Second World War. These have been left as originally written in this text to present the historical documents as completely as possible and are not the opinion of the author. Dan Hampton. In valor, there is hope. Tacitus. Prologue. December 8, 1941, 0825, Luzon, Philippines. Nuns cheered, pointing excitedly at the sky, and a few waved. One of them, her long black veil bobbing wildly, even danced a little jig. Silence was a normal rule in the convent's walled garden, but this morning, as sunlight glinted from the planes wheeling overhead, no one cared. Big twin-engined bombers cut wide silver streaks through the blue morning sky above the Philippine island of Luzon, and everyone below was overjoyed to see them. Perched on a wooded hilltop, the Dominican Mary Knoll Convent overlooked Baguio, a resort town and summer capital of the Philippine Commonwealth. Sister Miriam Louise, an impish young woman born Louise Kroger in Jefferson City, Missouri, stopped dancing and squinted against the sun at the plains. She felt particularly relieved and proud. Her countrymen were here in force to protect these islands, and what could ease the building tension in the Pacific faster than American warplanes arriving in the Philippines? She had heard the Dominican fathers discussing the powerful new aircraft, B-17s, called a Flying Fortress, and knew they had recently arrived at Clark Field, 80 miles south of Baguio toward Manila. Surely these were those planes out early for training flights on this bright Monday morning. They were not. 2 miles overhead, Captain Ryosuke Motomura of the Imperial Japanese Army Air Force, JAAF, stared past the nose of his Ki-21 Sally bomber at Luzon's lush countryside, then glanced at the map on his leg. Baguio, no mistake. A veteran of China, the pilot was accustomed to finding targets he'd never seen before and identifying them from the air, just like this one. Motomura had lifted off in the foggy pre-dawn darkness from his base at Choshu just over 3 hours ago, leading 18 bombers of the 14th Army Air Regiment to the far tip of Formosa. He'd turned the formation south across the Bashi Channel and headed 231 miles across open water for Cape Bojador on Luzon's northeastern coast. From here, it was a 140-mile flight down the coast to the port of San Fernando on Lingayen Gulf, a 45-degree left turn, and the final 25 miles to Baguio. The town was easy to see. It was really the only thing out here, and for once there were accurate maps, courtesy of a Japanese officer who lived here during the past year. Loakan Airport was his main reference, a straight gray line cut into the saddle of the mountains south of town. Working back along the ridgeline, Motomura found a pronounced hill sticking out like a bumpy green tongue, and this was the site of an American base named Camp John Hay. Flying the planned course on time at 13,000 feet and 250 miles per hour, the captain had done his part. And when the town passed beneath the right wing, his bombardier began counting down over the intercom. As 2,200 pounds of bombs tumbled from its belly, the aircraft abruptly jolted upward.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?